Otherwise, we wouldn't be reading almost every month about some discovery or other that finally proves it. On the other hand, in only a tenth of the time, ID theorists have come up with at least preliminary evidence for their case. Otherwise, Darwinists wouldn't be trying so hard to disprove it, ridicule it, or exclude it from serious discussion. If there weren't any evidence for design, nature wouldn't print such nonsense as, "Even if all the data point to an intelligent designer, such an hypothesis is excluded from science because it is not naturalistic." Since the Darwinists are losing ground on the evidence, they resort more and more to censorship. "There's no debate," shouts the Darwin-only crowd. But everyone who's been paying attention knows that there is a debate. And anyone who studies American history knows that telling people they are not allowed to talk about something is the tactic least likely to succeed in the land of the free and the home of the brave. So the Darwinists are on the defense, and their behavior shows it. According to best-selling author Orson Scott Card, their reactions to criticism are increasingly illogical, personal, and unscientific. Among other things, they resort to credentialism and expertism. But real science never has to resort to credentialism. If someone with no credentials at all raises a legitimate question, it is not an answer to point out how uneducated or unqualified the questioner is. In fact, it is pretty much an admission that you don't have an answer, so you want the questioner to go away. And expertism is the "trust us, you poor fools" defense. Essentially, the Darwinists tell the general public that we're too dumb to understand. So who is going to win this argument? Some people bow down before experts. Most of us resent the experts who expect us to bow. Many Darwinists are not merely condescending, they're mean-spirited. Columnist William Rusher writes, "One can't help being a little surprised at the sheer savagery of the evolutionists' attack on intelligent design. One thinks of scientists as calm, intelligent people, perhaps wearing white smocks, who take on questions to which we don't know the answers, think about them carefully, and test various explanations experimentally until they come up with one that solves the problem. But that hasn't been the reaction of the evolutionists to intelligent design at all. They have all but bitten themselves in two trying to drive it straight out of the realm of serious discussion." Tech Central Station contributor Douglas Kern makes fun of the Darwinists' misbehavior. "Ooh, intelligent design people. They're just buck-toothed, Bible-pushing nincompoops with community college degrees who are trying to sell a gussied-up creationism to a cretinous public. No need to address their concerns or respond to their arguments. They are not science. They are poopy heads. There, I just saved you the trouble of reading 90% of the responses to the ID position." Kern concludes, "This is how losers act just before they lose. Arrogant, self-satisfied, too important to be bothered with substantive refutation, and disdainful of their own faults.